Hey everybody, it is Suzanne with another energy update and a client report. I seriously had one of the coolest experiences today with a client. And again, these are things that actually happen in my office, and I'm sharing them online now more for everyone's experiences. I do have anonymous approval from all my clients to share their stories. And I'm doing this so that we can all learn from it. And sometimes we'll experience these things and sometimes not. This particular thing today was so cool that I wanted to share it just as a story. And if indeed you ever have it happen to you, so be it. But it was fascinating. This particular client comes to see me very regularly. She is on a spiritual journey that has been a pretty fast trajectory in terms of she's very 3D mother, spouse, corporate executive, but at the very same time is opening up very quickly to her spiritual journey, and she's doing her best to kind of synergize both of these kinds of worlds, you know, 3D, 5D, you know, working corporate self, spiritual self. And I know for a fact that that's a tough one because I did it for years when I was a corporate executive and I was learning all of this energy stuff, and it gets a little bipolar in terms of, you know, corporate executive, crazy, male-driven, patriarchal world. Oh, by the way, now I'm going to go be a spiritual female, wonderful, flowy, creative energy, you know, and those are really diametrically opposed. And so the goal in life, in my opinion, is to find synergy and balance between these two worlds, because this is pretty much what most of us are up against right now. As we continue to grow into our spiritual selves, sometimes we have an expansion of not only our frequencies, meaning that we get lighter. And light is the key. Light is our God source energy. It's our fuel or our gasoline. It's what comes into our chakra system and ignites our energy and light body. And the lighter we get, the more spiritually attuned we become. And the way that we get lighter is by dumping the density of fear. Fear is a heavier based frequency. Fear programming in my matrix or in my meat body is a density. So the more spiritual journeying we do, the lighter we get. And as we do that, along also comes spiritual skill activation. Our cells start to reignite with all kinds of memories of this life and or past lives and or just God source energy of it remembers who we are and what we know in light form. And it remembers a lot of power in terms of that light. And it's called activation. It's cell activation. Literally, our cells change. And this is exciting stuff that happens. And sometimes when these things come through in a client session, these gifts of activation can be gifted to us via new guides. And sometimes people know their guides and sometimes they don't. Sometimes their guides are very familiar and people can see them in their mind's eye, meaning I can know it, I can feel it, I can sense it, I can even see it possibly. And sometimes people don't, and there is no right or wrong, nobody's better or worse, just it's an activation that comes with more practice and more skill. And this particular client up until now had sensory psychic skills, meaning sensing. It's a feel center. I feel things is that kind of a gift. And today was actually gifted beyond that. Brought in new frequencies of higher vibrations, again, lighter. And with that light came in a new guide. And what I saw as the practitioner is my psychic gift is to be able to bring in literal laser light, and I work on the energy body or the template. So think of it more like almost like a graph paper when you were in grade school or high school, and it's that blue and white graph paper. That's what our energy body kind of looks like. And what I do as a practitioner is I channel light and I bring it in like a laser, and I like sew it into your actual field. And as I sow this light into your field to lighten up your frequency, oftentimes I will see jewels, literal jewels, because the jewel is actually in light form. It's a geometric pattern, and we are made out of geometry and light and sound and color. And so our reality is created through thought patterns, which then come into geometrics, platonic shapes, literal geometric shapes that then get a spin factor to them, and bringing in sound and color and light. So it is called sacred geometry, and they spin very quickly and fast, and they weave into the matrix of reality. And this is eventually how things become quote unquote real. And that's probably a mouthful to think about, but why I'm bringing it forward is when somebody gets gifted a jewel, they're actually getting gifted the geometric within that sacred geometry. Sacred geometry, when you can see it, looks very much like a crazy, crazy kaleidoscope on speed. I mean, it's just like whooshes and changes and it creates the holographic world we live in. But if you are a practitioner that can get deep into it, you not only can see the geometric, but in the geometric, you can see the actual jewel, because it's color and it's shape. And if we stop the kaleidoscope movement, we can get the actual shape. And they're the platonic solids, by the way. So it's very interesting to me when I did this work today that I could actually, in my mind's eye, I was doing the work of placing these jewels into her, and they were very diamond-like. I've had this work done on myself as well. My guides have done it to me several times over the years in different kinds of ways. I've also had different colors of jewels, and I've had geometrics put into my system also. I know that might sound a little crazy, but again, if this resonates, great. If it doesn't, just listen or move on. But when these jewels are placed into your field, it actually activates you, and it is usually gifted to you by your guides. And so this particular client is in no way at a place in her journey where she even is working with, much less understands, sacred geometry or grid patterns or any of this. So she had no ability to even like make stuff up in her mind's eye on the table while she was getting work done. And when she was directly done and we compared notes, I didn't even say what I had done yet. And she said, that was fascinating. It felt completely different than my other sessions. And remember, she's a very consistent client and comes monthly, if not more. And she said that felt completely different. And it almost felt like I was being lifted up to a different place. In fact, she could see it almost as she's very much into the water element and oftentimes does work under the water. And she could see herself in the bottom of the water, lifting up through a cave and bringing up into the sunlight where it was sparkling and opalesque. And this is because this was the pattern that I was putting in her, was the diamond opalesque. And she saw it as a rising out of the cave, because that's her comfort zone. She works under the water in her meditations. So additionally, when she got up out of the cave, she was presented this beautiful woman who she had never seen before in a flowing gown. And she literally said that the gown was completely made of pearls, opalesque pearls and diamonds all over the entire thing. And that this guide kept showing her this beautiful gown that was flowing and shimmering and bright and shiny and full of jewels. And it was really cool for me, because literally that's the work I was doing on her body. And she experienced it as the guide bringing it forward to her and placing it in front of her as a gift. So this is how crazy fun energy work can be. If you let your imagination not shut down and think, oh, I just made that crap up. That's really weird. That's really stupid. If you open to the fact that this is all, you know, metaphoric and symbolic, yes, we do have guides that do come into us if we can get to that space in our meditations. And if you're not there yet, just keep practicing, because this particular gal has never been to this level before. And she works very hard and very consistently. And you get what you put in, you know, you get back what you put in, just like anything else. And I think it's super cool that she has been able to integrate these gifts into not only her third dimensional life, but now bringing it forward in terms of opening up her psychic skills. And now this is going to be able to really bring her forward in psychic seeing and clairvoyance is what we call that, because she's been clairsentient, meaning she's been feeling before, but now she's going to have the clairvoyance, being voyeur, see, and the audience, meaning hearing. So she's expanded two psychic skills within one session, which was pretty wicked cool. And I think it's going to really behoove her in her actual life, because this means that she's holding more love, she's holding more light. And that is what we share as a human body. What we don't understand about this work is when we get to this level, we literally radiate out that jewel that we've been gifted. Our field of energy around us, meaning our auric field, radiates this stuff. And how this plays out in the third dimensional world is oftentimes when you get to this level, people will go, God, you look great today. Or, wow, have you done something different? You look really good. And you haven't done anything different. It's just your field. It's just your energy around you. It's love. And we don't even get that love is a frequency. Love is pearlesque and diamondesque. It is a frequency vibration that radiates from us. And this is the gift that we can give others. See, people, we think we have to do things. We think we're a human doing machine, and that proves that I'm wonderful and loving and I love you and I'm giving, 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 doing, doing, doing. The reality is, when I start taking care of myself and I activate myself and I love myself and I gift myself with my own guidance, I hold love anyway. And that field around me, that auric field, automatically is working in love. It automatically is giving love with no condition attached, by the way. I don't even know I'm doing it, and I don't have to know I'm doing it. It is a 100% unconditional giving of love. That, to me, is the ultimate goal, well, one of the ultimate goals, of being a human meat body that is doing a soul spiritual journey. It is to get to that knowing that I am not designed to be a human doing machine. I am designed to be a human being. And just by being, I can get activated and hold love frequency. And in that field, I am always 100% sharing that love with no condition attached. And that's a pretty big deal. And that is really super exciting. And I was so honored to be able to help participate in that today, because I know what that feels like. I have had the honor of several gifts in terms of geometrics and jewels, and it makes our own physical body very joyful and very fueled in love, and then we can share that love. So I know that was a little bit of an interesting one. Maybe it's happened to you, and maybe it hasn't, and maybe it might, and maybe it might not. Nobody's better, nobody's worse. But when it is time, and if you do put in the work, oftentimes you are gifted. So thanks for listening, and cosmic hugs, and we will talk again soon.